Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Today is Friday the 13th, and it's October, so we are truly doubling down on the spooky season. Anyone who knows anything about me knows that I love horror movies, and the Quick and Dirty Tips team has been asking me for years to discuss some of the possible psychological reasons why so many of us enjoy being scared. Well, today's the day. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. The thrill of fear and the enjoyment of being scared may seem counterintuitive at first glance, but it is a phenomenon deeply rooted in human psychology. This paradoxical attraction to fear has been a subject of interest for psychologists and researchers for decades. While there is no single definitive answer, various theories and studies provide insights into why we enjoy being scared. So today, we will explore the psychological reasons behind our fascination with fear and how it manifests in different forms of entertainment and experiences. One way to understand our penchant for fear is to examine it from an evolutionary perspective. Our ancestors faced numerous threats and dangers in their environment. The ability to detect and respond to potential threats was essential for survival. When confronted with fear-inducing situations, our bodies trigger a fight-or-flight response, releasing adrenaline and other stress hormones. These physiological responses helped our ancestors react quickly to potential dangers. In modern times, where most of our daily lives are relatively safe, we may still carry this evolutionary predisposition for heightened alertness and arousal when faced with fear-inducing stimuli. Engaging with controlled, simulated fear in the form of horror movies or haunted houses may satisfy this evolutionary need to some extent. Fun fact, I have never actually screamed at a haunted house. And one of the reasons I enjoy going is to be around people who freak out. That usually provides me with more amusement than the haunted house itself. If you run into me at a haunted house this season, just know I am in line looking for the people who I know are going to have an amplified fright. The arousal theory posits that people seek out fear-inducing experiences because they provide a unique form of stimulation. When we experience fear, our bodies release adrenaline, which can lead to an increased heart rate, heightened senses, and a sense of alertness. These physiological responses can be pleasurable in moderation, akin to the adrenaline rush one might get from an exciting roller coaster ride. In this particular example, it's important to note that so much of your subjective emotional experience is based on your interpretation of the sensations that are happening in your body. Both excitement and anxiety create similar responses in your body, and how you interpret changes, whether it's the enjoyment of excitement or the terror of anxiety. This can be as simple as the thought, this is going to be fun, versus, oh my God, I'm going to die. Research has shown that individuals who enjoy thrilling activities like bungee jumping, skydiving, or horror movies may do so because they seek this heightened state of arousal. These experiences allow them to push the boundaries of their comfort zone and experience a rush that is difficult to find elsewhere. Another psychological aspect of enjoying fear is the sense of control that often accompanies it. In many fear-inducing situations, such as watching a horror movie or visiting a haunted house, individuals know that they are in a controlled environment where the threats are not real. This knowledge provides a sense of security and control, allowing individuals to engage with fear without genuine peril. This is one of the reasons why I have very little real fear in haunted houses, and the actors may dislike me, because I really give them nothing. I am completely stone-faced the entire time, outside of the smirks of watching people who are really getting into it. On a serious note, my ability to remain calm in chaotic or fear-inducing situations has helped me in my work as a psychologist. This element of control is essential because it allows people to face their fears in a safe and manageable way. It provides an opportunity to explore and confront emotions and sensations associated with fear while knowing that they can exit the situation if it becomes too overwhelming. This controlled exposure to fear can even have therapeutic benefits, helping individuals overcome phobias or anxieties.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Psychologists have also explored the concept of emotional catharsis and understanding why we enjoy being scared. According to this idea, experiencing fear and anxiety in a controlled environment can serve as a release for pent-up emotions and stress. When we watch a horror movie or engage in a fear-inducing activity, it allows us to experience a wide range of emotions, including fear, tension, and excitement. As these emotions build and reach their peak, they can lead to a sense of catharsis or emotional release when the source of the fear is resolved or removed. This release of pent-up tension can be psychologically satisfying, leaving individuals feeling refreshed and less stressed after the experience. And the main reason why I enjoy observing the people around me at haunted houses is because at the end, it transitions from screams to giggles, and everyone is totally jazzed. It goes to show that if we approach scary things, we can get joyful outcomes. Fear-inducing experiences are often shared with others, whether it's watching a horror movie with friends, or attending a haunted house attraction as a group, or participating in team-building activities that involve fear elements. These shared experiences create opportunities for social bonding and connection. When people engage in fear-inducing activities with others, it can strengthen social bonds and create a sense of camaraderie. The shared experience of fear can lead to conversations, laughter, and a sense of unity among participants. This social aspect enhances the overall enjoyment of the experience and reinforces the idea that fear can be a source of pleasure and connection. Human beings are naturally drawn to novelty and surprise. Fear-inducing experiences often incorporate elements of the unexpected and the unknown. When we are surprised or caught off guard, it can trigger a heightened emotional response, including fear. This element of surprise adds an exciting and unpredictable dimension to fear-inducing activities. For example, jump scares in horror movies work by exploiting our natural instinct to react when suddenly confronted with something unexpected. The anticipation of these surprises and the adrenaline rush they produce can be thrilling and enjoyable for many. Lastly, our fascination with fear may also be linked to our curiosity about dark and taboo themes. Fear-inducing experiences often explore themes of death, the supernatural, and the unknown, which have been subjects of human curiosity and fascination throughout history. Engaging with these dark themes allows us to confront our deepest fears and explore the boundaries of human existence. It can be intellectually stimulating to grapple with questions about mortality, the afterlife, and the mysteries of the universe, even if they are presented in a fictional or exaggerated context. I find horror movies to have a broad range, from silly to intensely thought-provoking. I have, for as long as I can remember, been a horror movie geek, and exploring and approaching the themes of these films has helped me to expand my window of tolerance and led to incredibly interesting dialogues with the people who I shared these experiences with. I would be remiss if I didn't mention a few of my all-time favorites for your spooky season, which include The Witches, the original Dawn of the Dead, Silence of the Lambs, and A Tale of Two Sisters. What is one of your favorite horror films? I am genuinely curious. Let me know on Instagram at KindMindPsych. You can also reach out to me via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com or leave a voicemail at 929-256-2191. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.